Thank you, Mr. Chair. In light of the, we have talked previously on paras 16, 17, and 18 and 19, and this will be now mostly on para 20 and maybe coming back to some elements of the discussion we had on the other paras. On 20, and in light of the general support for a combination of prohibition and regulations, which was also reiterated in a joint statement read out yesterday by Germany and the Philippines, we believe that this two-tier approach should be more visible in the report and be given proper validation. We see elements reflected in paras 20 and 21, but would like them to be more concrete and recognizable. On para 20, we, as many other delegations who have now spoken, do also believe that not only the rules and principles of IHL, but a much broader set of international law must be adhered to in the development, deployment, and use of weapon systems. We understand the focus of this para, but at the same time, we see this as a grave omission when talking about the reasons for which autonomous weapon systems would need to be prohibited. Only last year, this group concluded that international law, in particular the United Nations Charter and international humanitarian law, as well as relevant ethical perspectives, should continue to guide the work of the group. In our view, this is fully applicable to this section of this year's report, and it should be given due attention. But also in relation to IHL alone, we see many more unacceptable risks related to autonomous weapon systems, which as such require prohibition. Then only if, as it is set out here, if their effects and attacks cannot be anticipated and controlled. Our Pakistani colleague has named a few examples that were already recognized by us as a group in the past, and the reasons for autonomous weapon systems to be not acceptable can, of course, also derive from other parts of international law and, of course, can be based on ethical considerations or on reasons that are based on the protection of human dignity as such. We recall that our working paper followed a reverse approach by defining what is needed and what conditions have to be met by those authorizing any use of autonomous weapon systems in order to apply international law, including IHL. We still believe that this is a worthwhile approach that could solve some problems we are currently facing in the way we approach this and other related paras. We would also support the introduction of the word developed in the second sentence of para 20. We think this is just only in line with the language we use in other parts of the text. And something we cannot agree is a weakening of the word adhere by using consider or anything on that level. We understand the legal problems delegations do have here, but if we consider this from a practical and more operational side, it would not make much sense in developing autonomous weapon systems that risk to not be in compliance with IHL. Maybe there are, some delegations have hinted, some drafting solutions to this, but we definitely should not risk to go below previous understandings we have already reached in the GGE, or by in some way or by accident undermine IHL. By implying that it is optional in some stages, how it is translated into national law. So this is something that is quite important. Another very crucial point, and it has been made by many different and by many other delegations, is that the list that we can find under point 21D, in our discussions in March, they have been mentioned by many delegations as a requirement for the implementation of IHL. Related to autonomous weapon systems, and not as measures for their regulation. Therefore, and if we want to properly reflect our discussions, the right and only logical place to introduce them would be in para 20, which we consider the first tier of the two-tier approach. Issues such as if a weapon is predictable or not have to do with the question if a weapon is able to comply with IHL. And not as a measure that has to be applied, and even not only a possible measure. Maybe again some comments on para 19. As mentioned by others, this kind of language has a long history and wide support, and we consider the apply force as essential and do not believe that adding the word lethal is necessary, rather detrimental. We would also support deleting the word possible at the beginning of this para. But otherwise, I think the changes in this language that derives originally from the definition of the ICRC should not be altered too much. Finally, we also want to join the comments by Ireland on the participation of the ICRC and the related practice that should not be changed. And hearing some other comments today, we just wanted to make two general remarks as well. As underlined by some delegations already today, we are of the opinion that we definitely need to progress our positions and not simply revert to the 11 guiding principles. If we would have another report that just reproduces previous languages and does not add much value, I think it definitely would undermine the credibility and the usefulness of this group as such. And maybe a second point, and I will close after this. The US has made a very valid point yesterday by pointing out that in many parts of the text, we should be more specific. And there's a little bit of a dilemma we see here in the way our work, our group works. Usually, if we are more specific in our language, delegations come and say we should not be more specific because we have not discussed this properly and we have to go back to more general language. But then if we introduce general language in our reports, states tend to apply this to their existing kind of weapon systems that they're using, and then they say we need to be more specific. So either way we do it, there are always some delegations who are not content with the way we do work. So this is a dilemma we have to overcome. We would suggest that we are more specific and just jump into the water, because the kind of discussions we have today about words like anticipation or predictable, where states obviously think about their existing weaponry and not about the weaponry of the future. I mean, this is a dilemma we have to overcome, otherwise we are stuck here in this room. Sorry for my last words. I close here.